Once again, for media members on the call, just hit *1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of our coaches or student athletes here this morning. We'll get those in as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the senior linebacker for the JMU Dukes, Gage Steele. Good morning, Gage.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking time to join us. I asked Coach Houston about this, but from the player standpoint, were you guys glad to have that bye week or coming off the momentum of the season? Would you have liked to have just kept on playing?
I mean, the bye week is always nice for us. You know, it gives us time to, you know, get the people that, you know, have a couple, you know, bumps and bruises and are a little dinged up, you know, back to full strength. And it also, you know, lets us, you know, refocus and, you know, get re-energized, you know, for the you know, run going ahead. But, you know, the bye week is always nice for us. You know, we're able to get ahead, you know, on either team that we were going to face, whether that was Lehigh or New Hampshire. And, you know, right now we're on New Hampshire, and, you know, we've got a couple of days, you know, in preparation, extra preparation. So, I mean, it's the bye week is definitely nice to have.
We've got a bunch of media questions for you and Q, if you'll get those, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Gage. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I hope you did as well. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks a lot. Just one question for you. A lot's been pointed back to the fourth quarter. 10 minutes to go, your team has a 30-point lead and kind of what happened there. How much have you guys defensively, internally, talked about we're not going to let that happen anymore? Because a lot of things have changed, and you play much better since that point.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. No, it's definitely something that we're aware of. But, you know, that's something that we're using as motivation this week. We want to rewrite that whole fourth quarter that people remember. You know, we want to go out, you know, start quick, start fast as always, and, you know, finish the whole game out, you know, very strong, and, you know, with everybody being on the same page. That's something that, you know, we've, you know, gotten better at as the games have went on. You know, even since we've played New Hampshire, we've gotten better at, and, you know, we just want to continue to, you know, do well in the fourth quarter and finishing out games.
Thanks, Gage. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Your next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Gage, how much of a topic of conversation has been the past 2 years? You've killed everybody in CAA competition this year, but obviously postseason success is part of the goal up there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different time. You know, playoffs is a lot more intense. It's, you know, when it takes off, you know, you lose the game, you go home. But, you know, we just treat it like it's, you know, regular season game. You know, we're going to continue to do the same thing we've been doing, you know, focusing on being on the same page and everybody doing their job in order to, you know, make us play the best of our ability. And, you know, we're going to focus on this week, have a good week of practice, and, you know, get ready for the game coming up and being able to continue this playoff run.
You think back to the last 2 years with Liberty and Colgate, what went wrong for JMU?
I just have to say that, you know, it's everybody wasn't on the same page. You know, there was a lot of gray area and you know, some of the schemes that we had, and you know, it's just something that we have fixed this year. You know, we're really looking forward to, you know, breaking the, you know, pastime of, you know, the first round or second round, first game, our game where we, you know, don't come out on top. So we're looking forward to this year, you know, with everybody being on the same page and playing well together and, you know, continue to go farther.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Gage, just to follow up on Dave's question about that fourth quarter up at New Hampshire, what did you guys learn, I guess, during that fourth quarter that maybe helped you guys finish up and win those games, you know, at Richmond and then at Villanova? What did you learn in that fourth quarter at New Hampshire?
Well, I mean, it just against quality opponents like that, you don't get away with, you know, teams coming back like that too often. You know, it was definitely a nail biter, and definitely maybe lost, you know, a couple years off my life at that game. But, you know, it showed us that, you know, we can't ever get relaxed. You know, always got to keep on fighting and never let off the throttle. You know, in the games after that, like Villanova or Richmond, I mean, there was that we couldn't do that at all that we did in New Hampshire. And you know, that's something that fueled the fire for us as a team. You know, to continue to, you know, play well, make sure everybody's communicating and, you know, staying on the same page. And that's something that we've really been focusing on late in the season and, you know, continue to get better at. And we've just seen that when we do that as a team, and, you know, playing all together as one, we're pretty good. And, you know, when we don't do that, it can hurt us. So we've just been focusing on finishing out these games, you know, playing to the best of our ability. And we realize that's going to help us, you know, go farther and be able to go where we want to go.
I don't know if you watched their game at Lehigh. I don't know if you watched that yet, or you're just gonna watch film of it. But if you did,
yeah.
What did you see in their offense that jumped out to you?
I mean, I seen a lot of familiar stuff, you know, from playing them before. But you know, they got the muddle huddle that they do occasionally. That's always a threat. They can do many things out of it. And also, you know, they have a great quarterback as well as, you know, many other people on the offense. You know, they got many talented players, and you know, we have to be aware of them. You know, just being able to see them for a little extra more than a week, you know, we'll be able to really break them down, really understand their offense, and leave, you know, no stone unturned. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to you know, getting the fine details of what they're doing, and also, you know, getting ready for anything that they throw out at.
All right, Gage, thanks very much for your time here this morning, and good luck in your preparations for Saturday. And, again, appreciate you taking time with us today.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.